Well, we're here in Australia, and I'm talking to my tour guide here. We're going to be BSing with Blinky. His real name is Callum, but Blinky. Wait a minute. What is the nickname Blinky?
So yeah, Blinky Bill is a cartoon which was really popular in the 1990s. I was born in the 1990s, and it actually comes from a book from the 1930s, The Adventures of Blinky Bill. This little koala goes on adventures. He saves the rainforest, and he's got all different Australian animal friends, and he's a koala himself. And long story short, when I first started as a tour guide in 2014, I was given a little koala backpack and told I needed to wear it everywhere. If I didn't, I'd lose my job. So I wore it everywhere. And they started calling me Blinky. So Blinky it is, and it has been for the last 10 years.
Give us a little background, Blinky, in terms of you technically were not born in Australia, but you are Australian.
Yeah, so it's a bit complicated. I've got a Northern Irish father, I've got a mother from the southeast of England, and I was born in North Wales, where my mum and father met. When I was only young, 10 months old, my father died of leukemia cancer, and mum decided to start a new life. So she came over to Australia. Her sister had been travelling, fell in love with an Aussie boy, and convinced my mum to come over. So we did, and I was 2 years old and grew up in the city of Adelaide. And from that point on, I've considered myself Aussie. It's where I grew up. It's all I know.
And you are a full-time tour guide, so and that's very unusual for a tour guide, because you guide tours in Australia in the summer, but then you also the rest of the year you tour in Europe. Tell us about a little bit about that.
Yeah, I guess I'm a glutton for pain. I love to never have any spare time to myself. But no, I'm very fortunate is the truth. I love nothing more than getting to take people from all over the world and show them places that I find really special. So I do 6 months. I do the summer season in Australia, where I take predominantly Americans through Australia, and we get to go all over. And, you know, that's a bit more relatable and a bit easier for me because I grew up, you know, so the culture and the history is sort of ingrained. And then to challenge myself a little more, I go over to Europe, which I have been doing since 2018, and I run tours there with people from all over the world, and we do lots of different countries. You know, I think I've probably guided in about 30 different countries over the world. So yeah, really, really fun, and a job I'm really grateful to have.
Well, let's talk about Australia, because you're touring us in Australia. Australia, kind of in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah, we're pretty isolated down here. Anyone that's come down here will appreciate the long flights. Mostly Australians will appreciate, because whenever we want to go anywhere, it's more or less a day of travel. But it certainly makes for a unique country in terms of the culture that's developed here, in terms of the geology, the wildlife, the plant life. And I'm very biased, obviously, but I think that it is the greatest country in the world. I think we have so much. We've got beaches, we've got mountains, we've got deserts, we've got cities. And yeah, a really, really lovely place that I'm so grateful to live and work.
You're a huge country as well, compared to the United States, about the same size.
Yeah, I think we're the fifth largest country in the world, so an island country and a population of just 27 million, so there's a lot of room. So if anyone's thinking about moving, you know, having a little bit of a sea change, there's plenty of room down in Australia, and we'd always like to have some new people.
So, you know, with only 25 million people, the size of the United States, where we have the 340 million people, there's a lot of empty space in Australia.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's uninhabitable. And this is what you'll see. Just if you look at a map of Australia, you'll see most of the population, I think it sits at around 90%, live within 30 miles of the coast. So the centre of Australia is a real harsh, dry, arid environment, or semi-arid environment. So there's not necessarily the resources or the infrastructure for people there. So whilst we have a lot of room, the reality is we all live in the same places.
Now, in terms of climate, also, you're not at the equator, and of course, you're south of the equator, and it's the reverse of what we think in the Northern Hemisphere. Compare Australia to the latitude that we have in the United States to kind of give it, because you do, I think we think that Australia is hot all the time, but it's not hot all the time. You have seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. So down in the south, Tasmania, which is where we are at the moment, we sit on the 42nd parallel. So it's the equivalent of where Buffalo, New York is. If we take North America, that's the 42nd. And down here, you certainly get four seasons. We get snow in the winter. In fact, even some of the mountains will get snow in the summertime. So a lot of people don't realize how cold it is down south. But then if you go to the north of the country, we've got the tropical climate where it's, you know, imagine southern Florida or something like that. It is rain for 4 months of the year, and then the rest of the year in the what we call the dry season, they've got two seasons, you'll have beautiful 80 degree days but no drops of rain. Go into the center of Australia and it's hot year round, cooler in winter, but you know, this is the desert climate where it's normal to hit 100 degrees Fahrenheit almost every day in summer.
So you're the opposite, because you're on the opposite side of the equator. The further south you go, the colder it is. The further north you go, the warmer it is.
Yeah, I guess it is different. To us, that's normal. But certainly, yeah, the further north you go, that's when you're getting warm. So a bit like you've got the snowbirds in the US that come from the north, go down south to, say, Florida in the winter, we have the same, where people will holiday up to the northern parts of Australia to chase that heat in the wintertime.
Well, that's Blinky. I'm Scott, and we'll be talking with him on a regular basis coming up. This is BSing with Blinky, and this is The Morning Mess.